You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Joining me this morning to tell us an extension of the Tate Music Awards, which you will remember from earlier on in the year. Lisa, how you doing?
Oh, good, Candace. Morena. Really good, thanks. Big announcement from us this morning, so we're pretty pumped. It's really good, and there's a very strong Dunedin connection that I'm stoked to let you know about.
Oh my gosh, I've got ants in my pants just thinking about it. Please, please tell us. We need to know.
Such an odd saying that, isn't it? So every year Tate Music Prize announces an IMNZ classic record, which is done to highlight the amazing rich history in our New Zealand music. And it could be a 12-inch, a compilation, EP, or a full length. And drum roll, please. Ooh. This year's winner is 1991 album from Dunedin Band.
Yeah.
Blue, go purple.
Yeah, boy. Big ups, big ups.
Yeah.
Hugely stoked.
And for those of us that were around at the time, they were hugely influential, and not just in Aotearoa either. Also, big connections with some of the big alt bands from America, Yola Tingo, Pavement.
Cool.
They just, you know, they're all friends, and they all just loved each other. And it was just, you know, everyone influencing everyone back then. a great band, great songs, very, very great musicians. So I'm so stoked for this and for you and for Radio 1. And hurrah.
Hurrah. Couldn't have said it any better myself. That is so huge and so exciting. And I know that a lot of our listeners here at Radio 1 probably just had to pull over in their car and just take a few deep breaths. Far too excited to be driving. It's unsafe. It is unsafe.
Yeah, that's right. Pull over for a bit of Cactus Cat or something. That's what you should be doing right now. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so stoked for that. And as you know, IMNZ is a big promoter also of like up and coming bands. So the independent debut finalists were also announced this morning.
Mm.
So no Dunedin bands in this little lineup, but there was definitely in those that were in the first nominated round. But there's three finalists, and they are our very favourite alternative cowboy, DC Maxwell, with his album Lone Rider. And the powerful Get Out of Town Juju Lips with her album Get That Shot, and the gorgeous Soft Plastics with their debut album Saturn Returns called. So they're all up for the Auckland Live Best Independent Debut. That all gets announced along Tuesday, April 23rd too.
Insane. Yeah. Like, that is so stacked. I can't even begin to think of how difficult it would have been to choose from the nominees, because if those are the three finalists, like, I imagine
right.
It was probably everybody's favourite artist on that nomination list. Like,
yeah,
insane.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm so happy I wasn't in it. In that judging panel. No, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
But they're all such great, great records and pieces of music. I hope everyone gets to check them out.
100%. And incredible artists as well. Like, they're all such great live performers too.
Yes, I'm guessing most of them have been through Oshie Protea at some time.
Pretty sure, yeah. I saw Juju Lips at Rhythm and Vines, and she had like dancers up on stage, like on the big stage, the lights. It was an out-of-body experience, Lisa, to say the least. It was so good.
Fantastic. That's such good news.
Now,
great. There you go.
Sorry, got far too excited. For anybody who is sitting here wondering, what the heck are the Tate Music Prizes? What are all of these awards? What are you guys talking about? Get off my radio station. Where can they find a little bit more information?
Yeah, what even is? Tate Music Prize runs every year. It's run by Independent Music New Zealand. This is our 15th year, and it was put together to really highlight the breadth and depth of New Zealand music that goes beyond commercial radio and just dives deep into emerging artists as well as the alternative outreaches. It includes everyone. Everyone's allowed to put their album in. But the kaupapa of Tape Music Prize is really about showing the breadth of what we do here and how well we do it. And yeah, so that's going to take place, the finalists on the award ceremony on Tuesday, April 23rd. And we've got our finalists for the main prize as well, which include Dick Move, Ebony Lamb, Ernie Bell, Homebrew, Mermaidens, Shepherd's Rain, Tiny Ruins, Tom Lark, Unknown Mortal Orchestra, and Vera Allen. So yeah,
huge,
stacked,
huge. Like, yeah. Geez Louise, aren't we lucky? We're so lucky.
Aren't we lucky? So lucky.
We've been seriously spoiled in the last year or so. Thank you so much for your time, Lisa. Love getting you on for these announcements. Got so much gusto.
Me
too. So much gusto.
Yeah.
Legend.
Hashtag vibes.
Hashtag vibes. Vibing it out. And what better to play right now after finding out that we've taken the dub, baby, or Te Poti hard. Hard. Hifi now. Look blue, go purple, as does the sun. Keep it locked here on The One. I'm chatting to Sam from Norman Foreman in a few moments. Be around for that.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.